You are listening to Artbeat. I'm Beck Bowman. I'm going to be with you until 12 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, I'm talking to Gail Jones about her new novel, Salonika Burning. It's set in Macedonia in 1917, where the city of Salonika is being engulfed by fire. It is the story of surgeons, ambulance drivers, nurses, orderlies, and medical volunteers who have come to the front lines to heal. It is a story that takes its inspiration from the experiences of Australians Miles Franklin and Olive King, as well as painters Grace Palethorpe and Stanley Spencer. Gail, welcome to Artbeat.
Yes, thanks for having me.
How did you kind of start kind of intertwining these different stories that are real life stories into one kind of cohesive novel in Salonika Burning?
Well, it's not a history, so it's definitely fiction. I began by looking at a person called Olive King, who may or may not be a relative. It was a kind of family history thing. So just investigating whether Olive King was one of the kings from Ballarat. That's where her family came from, and my family has a connection with the kings of Ballarat, who also came to the goldfields in WA. So, and my parents are from Kalgoorlie. So there's a kind of family link.
A little shaky,
but when I investigated this woman, Olive, and discovered she was an ambulance driver, then I just thought I'd check out who else was in this part of the world in the First World War, and then I discovered these other figures, but there was no particular link between them other than the hospital that they worked in.
And you're willing them to be interlinked through this novel? You kind of willed them into being.
I did, because I am really interested in connections people have with each other. They may well have all known each other, who knows? And we can't know. There's so much of the historical record we can't know. But what's astonishing about that moment in that place is that there was the First World War, and Salonika was the port for the Eastern Front. Everyone knows about the Western Front, but not so many people know about the Eastern Front. And then the city burnt down, two-thirds of it burnt down. And I just thought, God, that's astonishing. Encounter with two kinds of catastrophe in one space. I think, how do ordinary people deal with that?
Do you also have a Macedonian connection yourself, or
no, none at all? Not that I know of.
It was a place that you were led to through Olive.
That's right. Yeah. And I mean, so many Australians went abroad in the First World War, and in fact, WA sent more soldiers per capita to the war than any other state in Australia. Somehow people from WA enlisted in vast numbers.
And were sent to fight in that First World War in 1917 was the fire of Salonika. My own Macedonian connection is also a nursing connection to this book.
Oh, right.
In that when I was very young and working in aged care, I had a client who would often tell me that she would find me a nice Macedonian boy to marry.
Right, okay.
She never followed through. But yes, this book is
exciting to have someone setting you up. I think the Macedonian connection is for me is really, I mean, a bit like yours, a kind of fantasy connection in some ways. But I never thought that I ever wanted to write about war. So I do think of this very much as an anti-war novel. It's not a novel that has any heroes in it. It's a novel that doesn't have fighters in it. It has medicos.
Yeah, so the people that you focus on are the people doing their healing and the people doing the nursing and the caring work.
Yeah.
What was it that made you decide to focus on that aspect of war rather than, I guess, the mud and the guns and the bayonets?
I mean, I guess at the back of my mind, I had a slogan from Bertolt Brecht: "Unhappy is the land that needs heroes." I've always been very troubled by this idea of the heroes of war, and you know, those of us who had Anzac Day every year in school know how much is spoken about heroes, and I've always been more interested in people who go to heal rather than to fight, and in a kind of anti-war ethic, to think about what does it mean to be a conscientious objector,
mm-hmm.
or just to feel that, that war is an appalling waste of everything, waste of life, waste of energy. It's the death drive. You know, it's not the drive to life, to be creative, to affirm, to, you know, to make love. To it's the drive to make war and the drive to kill and destroy. And you know, there it is. This kind of, as you will know, as Grace, one of the characters, becomes a psychoanalyst, a Freudian. And after the war in 1920, Freud came up with this idea of the death drive because he had to think through what it meant that, you know, 20 million people killed each other. There were another 20 million wounded. It was a shocking disaster for Europe and the Commonwealth. And indeed, the colonies, the settler colonies of the Commonwealth.
We are talking to Gail Jones about her new novel, Salonika Burning. Gail, this is your ninth novel?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you've lost count.
I think it's the ninth, yes.
What does it mean to you that the works, the words that you've written down on paper, the characters that you've kind of willed into being, have been recognised with, you know, these massive literary awards, the Prime Minister's Literary Award, Age Book of the Year, ALS Gold Medal? How does that impact the writing that you are doing now?
I'm actually very detached from awards. I mean, it's nice to get them, but I don't think that they're the value of what I do. I think the value is when I get a letter from a reader, actually. And I've been lucky enough to have some translations. For example, I've got 3 books published in Chinese, and it's wonderful to get a letter or to hear of someone who's been touched by something in another country where one doesn't speak the language. And you know, I just want 1 or 2 readers for each book who kind of gets it and finds something meaningful there. I'm really a little bit distant from and even suspicious of the prize culture, so I feel very shy when people raise that, to be honest.
don't look at the shiny objects. Look at me and my words. What do
well,
you?
Not me. That's the whole point. That's not on TV.
What are you writing next?
Well, the next one is done, but I don't really think I should talk about that just yet.
Oh, amazing.
Have a few talks to the publisher first.
Okay, that's a good idea. Well, Gail, I will let you have those chats to your publisher so that we can continue reading these amazing words that you're putting on paper, these stories that make us think about where we stand on different issues, and take us back into different times and different worlds. Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us on ArtBeat today.
Very kind of you. Thank you. It's great to talk to people in person. Thank you so much.